Hello, I'm Cindy Talley, and I've had the remarkable opportunity to get to know 8 Juilliard artists who happen to be coming to Kansas. Kristen Deering is the spark behind the project called American Fusion Into the Sun. This is her baby, her dream of bringing the arts of New York in a new way, a way of teaching, performance, and relationship to Kansas, a bridge of inspiration, music, and movement. It extends to southwestern Kansas with stops in Lawrence and Kansas City. The people of Garden City have supported this project with their time, expertise, and financial investment, even when it was just a concept.
Garden City didn't hold me back from having a big vision. You know, they didn't say, well, we're just going to support the part that's in Garden City. No one has ever questioned that I need this money to complete my vision. And that, I feel like, is the biggest gift of all.
What words would you tell someone who is in this rural place?
You know, I feel like every person's journey is obviously different. And when my piano teacher, I think I was just a weird kid because I was 3 and 4 years old and begging to take piano lessons. And she said she started teaching students when they started to read. But I was 3 years old and my mom was teaching me a few things, and then I was 4. And so I was very lucky to work with Ardella. And I remember the first time she's like, someday I think you'll probably go to Juilliard. And I had no idea what Juilliard was. And I remember thinking, yeah, that'd be cool. You know, I'm sure that's a great place, having no concept of that. And then as I got older, I remember thinking like, oh, that's never going to be possible for me, actually, because it's the top place. And I mean, I wasn't completely dedicated to piano in high school. I was probably a higher percentage than most high school students, but I played 3 sports and I did modern show choir and I was interested in a lot of things, and that kept me grounded and has definitely kept me grounded in New York. And even at KU, I wasn't sure where it was going to go. I wanted to switch majors my freshman year, and I called my dad and was really upset and was like, I can't make it as a pianist. I just can't. And I want to switch to business. That's the safer route. And so he said, okay, well, don't make the decision now. It's, you know, fall semester of your first year. You should take a business class and see, you know, next semester. So I took accounting, and I had a really great spring semester in music, and I decided to stay. But I don't think that anyone ever knows they're going to this sort of place. Maybe it was always in the back of my head. but I just decided to keep working at the time.
You're just so brave. You are. You're so brave. You know, many people dream about, this is the one thing. I mean, if I could wake up tomorrow morning and have this one thing.
Yes. I think I've always been raised, though, that, like, you don't just wake up and it happens, though. And I think that's sometimes where people get discouraged, because there is an incredible amount of work that goes into realizing a dream. And this year was a very difficult one because I was completely divided the entire year between my responsibilities as a collaborative student of Margot and Jonathan and when I needed to be concentrating on the project. I mean, there was probably a 5-week period in January to March that I was hardly practicing because I was writing grants, I was creating the website, I was creating the donor proposals, which means writing all of that, figuring out how to structure it that will be clear to people because you know what you're talking about, but they have to read about it, you know, addressing envelopes, pre-posted, I mean, everything, printing, making sure the printing was on time so that it would get in when I needed to mail them out. And I mean, it was intense. And I took off really from school a little bit. And then I had to come back and I had 6 weeks of nonstop performances where I had one performance at least every week. And 1 week I had 2, one in New York and the next night was in Rochester at Eastman. The spring semester was really difficult, but at a certain point, you're like, well, this is moving forward and it won't continue to move forward if I don't do this.
That's right. The dream is real. It's the American Fusion Project Into the Sun. 8 Juilliard artists bringing an evening of relationship and art. More information about Kristen Deering and the performances online at hppr.org. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.